listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. $230,000. That's the total amount in fines dished out by just the one speed camera in Mount Gambier. According to the RAA, the fixed camera on Sutton Avenue detected 588 speeding drivers last year, the fourth highest number in regional South Australia. The District Council of Robe has released a string of new plans for feedback as they look towards the region's future. That includes Council's draft strategic plan, which explores its vision for the district's development, as well as their asset management plan, examining infrastructure and landmarks such as the Lake Butler Marina. Feedback can be made through Council's website. A speeding driver has escaped serious injury following a crash near Narracourt. Police alleged the driver was behind the wheel of a black Mitsubishi Outlander, which officers detected speeding at 142 k's an hour along the Riddick Highway on Friday night. Shortly after, the car crashed into a nearby drainage ditch. The driver, a 25-year-old woman, was taken to Narracourt Hospital for observation. Briefly, new laws have been introduced by the state government targeting adults who coerce children into committing crimes. And Southeast local Rob Fairchild has completed his reenactment of the old Cobb & Co. coach run. He made the journey in recognition of the 100-year anniversary of the last run, piloting five horses and his carriage over 4 days from Millell to Penola. Taking a look at sport on the Limestone Coast now, and the Mid-Southeastern football season got underway over the weekend. Winners in round one were Haverley beating Glencoe by 14 points, Port Macdonald defeating Kalangadoo by 29, Robe besting Tantanoola by 56, and Mount Burr trouncing Kongerong by 68. Nangwari had the bye.